Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue and for the Yummy Network. And here on Thanksgiving, excited to have on, you know, one of the brightest stars of the Food Network for 10 years, a big part of the hit show, The Kitchen, which we love. It is a great show and super excited to have the one and only Sunny Anderson. Sunny, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Gobble, 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 Dane. Thanks for letting me be on.
We're excited to have you. And I know that things are going great for you. So many cool things happening. First off, you know, thank you for your service. You know, obviously,
thank you.
As a veteran, we just got done with some of our great Veterans Day stuff. And now everyone is in the service of food. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that regardless of what you're into, your denomination, your background, everybody gets together and it is centered around food. So on this day, you know, what does Thanksgiving mean for you? Because, you know, you're a child, and let the listeners know, you know, you're all over the world during Thanksgivings.
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you started off with the service, because I grew up as an Army brat, and I'm an Air Force vet. And the reason I said thank you is your taxpayer, which is what funded me when I was in the military and gave me all the training that I'm still using more than 20 years after I've gotten out of the military. But for us growing up as a family nucleus, pretty much we moved every single year. So Thanksgiving and the holiday meals were something special to us because it's all we had to remind us of home and to make things seem normal. So to be in Germany and having, you know, the traditional American Thanksgiving meal, to be in a different state, far away from your family, doing the same. You know, that's what Thanksgiving was for us. It was just normalcy. You know, the turkey, the mac and cheese, the green bean casserole, you know. My mom even made fruitcake, which, ugh, you know what I mean? Like, but, you know, to me, the tradition of Thanksgiving for us is what I think most people would agree with. It's just family, friends, it's downtime, and it's a time to eat food while the game is on, let's be honest.
Definitely for the game side and traveling around the world. And of course, you know, those team photos of foods that you mentioned that are part of our all American Thanksgiving. When you were out, did you ever incorporate some of the foods from, let's say, Germany into maybe your Thanksgiving, or was it ever hard to get some of the stuff that you guys knew and that you wanted to make part of the meal?
No, actually, you know, the way my mom cooks and my dad cooks is the way I cook. I'm very simple in that pretty much all of the ingredients that I use for my recipes are found in any grocery store, any basic grocery store. So being overseas, especially on military bases where we have the post exchange where we can go and buy groceries, it was very easy. And I gotta say, we never incorporated anything new into Thanksgiving. And I think that was just truly an effort to keep the tradition the same and make us feel like we were at home. But let me tell you something, every other day other than that, it was, you know, all bets are off. My parents, no matter where we were really into cooking what the local food was. But we stuck to a lot of families kind of just stick to everything is the same every year.
Yeah, well, because it's the kind of thing, it's the kind of meal you don't always have all the time. So when you can get together and have some of those things, because that's one of the things we always sit around. So why don't we have this every week? But of course, it's, you know, it's
so much work.
You talk about the traditions and game day football. It is big a tradition as I've seen some of those paintings. I don't think the Pilgrims had any football games going on, but we certainly do. And people love it. Now, we see personalities like you on all of those shows, the Today Show, Good Morning America, with those really incredible kind of snack stadiums that bring in sort of the flavor, the feel of the game, but have their foods kind of organized. Now, you know, not only are you a great host and all of those things, but also an inventor, right? So you've got the Inflatium. Explain what it is, why we need it, not only coming up through the holidays, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, all that.
Well, I don't know if you need it, but I hope that you want it, because you're right. You know, snack stadium is something that just became super popular in the last maybe 3 or 4 years. And on The Kitchen and at Food Network, you know, Rachel Ray, the Today Show, I'd always, you know, do a segment where someone was coming in and building these gargantuan snack stadiums, you know, and a lot of them were put together with like cardboard, aluminum foil, you know, glue guns, staple guns, real simple things. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm lazy and I don't know if I have the skill to, you know, bend cardboard to make it look like a stadium. Plus, once you build it and you use it, It's only one use usually. So, you know, the thing I was going for is I know I want one, and I know I want to buy one, and I know I'm lazy, and I know I'm cheap, right? And so I thought to myself, how can I? No, trust me, Dane, trust me. There is nothing you need to know about me more than I am lazy. I think laziness creates things, right? So if I'm lazy, I don't, that means I don't want to get up and get dressed and go to the restaurant. I want food at home, you know, so that I cook, you know. And so because I'm lazy and I don't want to build a snack stadium,
right.
I drew one up. And I thought, why can't we make it inflatable? So, you know, you can deflate it and store it.
Right.
You can wipe it off when it gets messy. You can reuse it. And so that's what I did. I sketched it out, and I went to my friends at Party City, who I was tailgating with at the time,
right.
On any given Sunday. And I said, hey, guys, I have this really good idea. I know we're drinking beers and eating hot dogs right now, but when we get back to business day, can I send you, you know, some legal paperwork so you don't tell anyone my idea, and can we think about this? And, you know, a year and some change later, my Inflatium is in stores at Party City locations everywhere. You fill it up with food. It looks like a football stadium. And to me, it's like the new way to buffet. So, you know, I hope people want one, especially if you're a football fan, you know, soccer moms and football moms, and for people like me that enjoy football, enjoy eating, but we don't want to sit in the garage on a Saturday staple gunning cardboard together.
It's like, it is genius. How many times you get a tailgate with the Party City folks and you say, hey, before we get into all these beers, here, sign this non-disclosure. And then we realize we embrace our inner laziness, because laziness is the mother of invention, and you have proven
it is.
And you have proven that out. Oh my gosh, that is some awesome stuff. So Party City, people can go ahead and get it. Any idea on the price point? Is it more expensive if you have the Skybox version? How does it work?
No, it's $19.99. It's the only inflatable stadium on the market. It's only $19.99. It's over 3 feet wide. If you can imagine the size, you can also use it as a cooler. You can fit 3 cases of drinks, like beers and sodas, in there, along with ice. So it's a big, nice centerpiece for your coffee table or your table, or you can actually put it on your actual tailgate at your tailgate party. But it's a nice size for $19.99. And then there's these cool little inserts that hold all the food on the inside of it that come with it.
Yes.
As well as a recipe book that I wrote specific for it, with game day food and how to fill up the Inflatium. And once you're done using those inserts for the first few times and you want to replace them if they get ratty, I have a refill kit for $5.99. So I want you to know, Dane, also, I'm glad you asked me the price, because it was a very big part of the meeting, trying to get the price down and make sure that, you know, someone like me would buy it. You know, I like I tell you, I'm cheap, you know, and I'm lazy.
Well,
and so if I'm going to get up out of the store or pick up my phone to buy this at PartyCity.com, like, I want it to feel like something that I don't mind losing my money over.
See?
$20 is not bad.
Yeah, but see, those traits in you that you have embraced, are you're a people's champion, right? We want to pay as little as possible and get a great product. People know and love you on Guys Grocery Games, our mutual friend. You'll be in there judging on the oftentimes and all the time on the kitchen. And that is, and before we let you go, a little bit about that. It's such a great cast. Obviously,
thank you.
Know, our great export from Chicago, Jeff Morrow, is a big part of our area here. But you guys have a little bit of something for everybody. It is a great cast. You guys are having a great time.
Thank you so much. You know, I call it Pick Your Pony TV. You know, if you don't like my silliness, you'll like Jeff's silliness. If you don't like my everyday food, you'll like GZ's trumped up specialty food, you know. If you don't like my, you know, really heavy laden food, Katie Lee will come through with something nice and healthy that's still decadent. You know, thank you for watching, and any of your listeners that watch, because we literally were just going to do that show for a few months over the summer, and ratings came in so well, the response was so big. We're now number one or two on the weekends, depending on what's happening. And we're having a lot of fun. And let me tell you about your local guy, Jeff, there. I knew Jeff a while before we did this show together. And every time I'd run into him in the business, we'd have so much fun just yucking it up. I'd say to him, you know, I can't wait to work with you one day. One day we'll work with each other. And so the first season of The Kitchen, we were like maybe 4 or 5 episodes in. And we were just, you know, at the kitchen table, you know, getting ready to, you know, do an act, if you will. And right as we were about to go into the live portion, I turned to Jeff and I said, hey, man, I can't wait to work with you one day. And then we realized we're working together.
Oh,
so, you know, it's a pure joy to work with this guy. Chicago has no idea how hard he reps you guys, man.
Yeah.
Especially when we go into the pizza fight. But, you know, Jeff is the best, and we really enjoy doing the kitchen. So it's so awesome that it actually is working, because you never know when you throw things up against the wall,
Yeah. Especially
in TV. And I come from radio, so it's the same thing. You never know when you crack that mic if someone's going to be listening. So Saturday mornings, 11 o'clock on Food Network, and the time changes for different areas of the country. But we're having a good time, and we'd love for you to join us.
Yeah, here on WGN for our big Thanksgiving special. Jeff has been a big part of it over the years. We'll probably have him on sharing a little something before the end of the show today. But I did want to make, you know, a veteran, of course, in the Armed Forces, but also a big-time radio veteran. I mean, you spent a lot of time around the country at some of the country's great radio stations. And what is it about, as we let you go, as you're on, you know, WGN, one of the biggest radio stations the country, what is it about radio that you always love that drew you to it?
I love radio because I love people, and I love meeting people from everywhere. I was one of those people in radio, and you'll know what I'm talking about, that picked up the phone. You know, there's some people in radio that do that 4 or 5 hour shift, and they just sit there, they play the music, they do what they're supposed to. Maybe they'll pick up the phone if they have to do a giveaway or something, but that phone rang all day, and I picked it up all day. I just wanted to talk to people, see what their life was, what they were doing. Obviously, I love music, but I also love disseminating information, and I love communicating with like-minded people. So, you know, if we already love the same music, the chances are we're going to love some of the same pop culture moments and things of that nature. So I love it. I miss radio in that it was a chance for me daily to connect with people. But now we have social media. So I do find that people say that when they hang out with me on social media, I pretty much talk to everybody. It reminds me of radio.
Right.
Why would I not pick up the phone? And so if you're going to comment, why would I not comment back? I truly enjoyed it, and that's what drew me to it. And, you know, I always felt like Robin Williams, rest his soul, in Vietnam, Good Morning Vietnam, when I was in the military doing radio.
Wow.
So to get out and do the same career field that I was doing in the military, which is really just, you know how it is. Sometimes people will call you and tell you, man, I just really needed to hear you chuckle today, or, wow, can you play this song? It'll make my day. I'm having a tough day. You know, to do that for the troops in Korea, for my first station that I was in for the Air Force, and then to continue that in various markets, it was an honor. It's an honor, you know, when you get on a microphone where you can't see anyone and there are enough people on the other side listening that you get to keep your job. So I had a really good time, and I'd do it again, but not right now.
No. Connecting with people, you're doing that. You're doing enough of it right here on our big Thanksgiving special. You love the people. They love you back, the kitchen, Food Network, all of those things, Sonny Anderson. We're going to let you get back to your family, to the food, to the fun, all those things on Thanksgiving. And thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dane. And when you talk to Jeff, ask him if he'll come over and make some squatchos for me.
He'll
know what I'm talking about.
He'll have a sandwich for you, I'm sure. All right, thanks, Sonny.
But I want those squatchos.
Squatcho.
Take care, Dane.
All right, thanks, Sonny.